Scorpio sun signs and Scorpio rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for April 2019. And let's just take a moment, Scorpios. The month of March had a certain degree of intensity to it. You were traveling through the Five of Cups reversed. You were grappling potentially with grieving around something or around a perceived loss. But you were really being invited into the full flower of every one of your feelings, of that scorpionic intensity and that willingness to hold space for those contractive moments, for those carnal moments, for every shade of the rainbow of feeling. And the card that's coming through for you in April is the Ace of Pentacles. And this is a gift. It is a sweet little birch box of the Pentacles suit that's arriving on your doorstep, and it's around value. It's around value, it's around worth, and it's around your willingness to grow something from scratch, to start something from scratch. But I want you to take a moment and really feel into the notion that nothing is really coming from nothingness. It's not coming from scratch, quote unquote, that there is already so much in your life that has set you up to receive this seed, to receive this little box of treasures. And this is a treasure of our own value, of our own willingness to commit to a new course and seed something that is, we don't even know what the end result of this is going to be. We're starting out in this Pentacles suit, this journey of worth. And so what's really coming through for you in April is your ability to attend to microscopic moments of beauty. And this could be the most miniature thing that you have ever seen or not seen, literally the littlest glimmer. And you may, I don't know where you all are, you're many, many different Scorpios out there. You could be in any feeling state in this month of April, but there is a call to attend to where the glimmer lives. It could be as small as like a literal petal that you see on the street of a particular color, or a literal glint, you know, or glimmer of a kind of rock surface or a light bulb. Whatever it is, you're being asked to put yourself in the way of beauty. And put yourself in the way of beauty as a way of reaffirming your own value and your deservedness of riches. And I mean riches not necessarily in the monetary sense, although that can be part of it. It can be part of that Venus-ruled energy. But this is the richness of being willing also to say, hey, I'm sticking around and I'm going to seed something new. I'm going to watch something grow. And I'm not going to get super grippy or concerned about the kind of form that that plant takes or what comes from that little glimmer, but I'm going to incubate that. I'm going to hold it in my hands. I'm going to hold it safe, and I'm going to see what can come of it. So I really encourage you and invite you in the month of April to literally think about putting your energetic body in the line of beauty, no matter how small it seems. And I'm wishing you an expansive month of April, and I will speak to you in May.